Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Lord Bean. So he's a judge in the Court of Appeal, and Lord Justice David Bean, he was ruling on this contentious situation in Bell Hotel in Epping, that town in Essex, where 138 asylum seekers are housed. So it's not about whether they have the right to be in the United Kingdom, whether asylum is going to be granted or whatever, should they be housed here? Right? They want to go into the actually law of it, the politics of it, the law, apart from the fact that he's a biased judge. Now, you may know Lord Hewitt Stigdon. He was Lord Chief Justice in the 20s, 1928. He said, a justice must not only be done, it must indubitably and manifestly be seen to be done. That's the end of the quotation. So it's about the appearance of justice. So you must only have no bias, but no appearance of bias. Perhaps Lord Bean is not biased, but he seems to be so because of his previous political involvement. And I'm a bit surprised that someone like that is allowed to get so far in the judiciary. And all right, Miss Cherie Booth, who was Tony Blair's wife, she's a recorder. I don't know if she was anymore, but she's a low-level judge and so forth. And people are kind of close links to a politician, like Tony Blair's brother, Sir Bill Blair, was a judge of some kind, but Sir Bill was not involved in politics himself. But this guy was. I don't think he was a parliamentary candidate. So there was a High Court injunction which said that asylum seekers would no longer be accommodated at that hotel. The Home Office then argued that closing it would wreck the asylum accommodation system because where else were they going to put them, blah blah blah. The problem with Lord Justice Bell is he was previously chairman of the Fabian Society, which everybody knows is an arm of the Labour Party. So founded in the very early days for moderate socialism, Fabian tactics. You know, Quintius Fabius Maximus Cunctator, that one who was at the 3rd century BC, that Roman general who famously fought against Hannibal, the Delayer Cunctator. So they believe in doing things gradually. They're the moderate wing of the Labour Party. They're sort of non-revolutionary, non-Marxist, and so forth. No, nobody doubts that he's got the right to join their legal, that lawful political organisation, so on, practice law, and so on. He was also treasurer of the Society of Labour Lawyers. Now we know that Labour is the party of mass immigration and indeed illegal immigration, and that's why Labour Party members often say, "Open the borders, asylum seekers welcome," blah blah blah. That any attempt to control immigration is racist, according to them, and so it gives legal advice and policy guidance to the Labour Party gratis. So it's very blatant that he's completely prejudiced in this matter, and that he cannot have impartiality on this one. So he ought to have recused himself for this, saying, well, yeah, he's just unfit to rule on this, because even if his ruling is fair, it would look to be unfair. It reminds me of Lord Hoffman, and I think his wife was a she part of Amnesty International, which was trying to bring the former president of Chile, trying to imprison him over allegations of wrongdoing in the 1970s, and he ruled that he shouldn't have ruled, so he had to recuse himself, so it had to be heard again. It's got to be held by, this must be an impartial tribunal, and clearly he is partial. At the very least, he looks like he's partial, and especially it's on a Labour government's policy. So they got to have somebody else. Now somebody's got to rule. Everybody's got opinions. The more intelligent you are, the more likely to have opinions. They probably won't be that loony if you're very brainy, and you probably can, have some reservations, have some doubts, see things from both angles, and so forth. But nonetheless, people have opinions. If you hold no opinions whatsoever, you're probably an ignoramus. And highly intelligent people like judges, they're probably very well read, keep abreast of public affairs, and therefore it's very difficult for them not to form views on these matters. Now, I know what Lord Hoffman said in that what Bow Street magistrates ex parte Pinochet is that he approached as a judge and not someone with political opinion. You had to put it out of your mind and say, well, what's the law on this? What are the facts of the law? How do they interact? And then deliver his ruling like that. So, well, come on, you can't really get out of your mind your political opinions, can you? You try. You might try too hard and start being biased the other way. So he's really shouldn't be there. It's a disgrace this wasn't picked up before. So the case needs to be heard again. They might reach the same conclusion, fine, but they must be judges who are not suspected of having an axe to grind and trying to do a favour to his Labour Party comrades. or because he's overly sympathetic to those who enter the country illegally who want to claim asylum. We shouldn't have somebody who's unduly unsympathetic, someone who's hostile to the Labour Party. That would be equally wrong. So we should ideally someone with no political ties. We always hear a neutral judiciary. Well, it's not, and he's an example of that. So they're not forbidden to be members of political parties. I remember speaking to a judge about this years ago. He said, "Well, I don't have any judges who are." And I said, "What if a Conservative Party member is on trial before a Liberal Democrat judge?" Well, I can said, "Well, I can perceive there's an argument there, a political prejudice, but what's that got to do with stealing a car?" All right, maybe he's got nothing to do with a car, but never say, "Well, I'm going to nail you because you're a Tory." Now, even if he's not prejudiced like that, people might say that he or indeed she is. So there we go. What do you think? So keep your comments coming, and thanks for subscribing on Patreon. Don't know PayPal, George Callahan, 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.